We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Provider. Now it's time to head to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We bring in Greg Rosenthal from NFL Network. Hey, Greg, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
What's happening?
What's up,
Greg? What's happening is we're Browns are without some starters, but we're not making excuses here. It's not injuries, not penalties. We can't whine about it. Browns got to go out and take care of business. No matter, you know, even with Case Keenum tonight, he's a veteran, and we're expecting the Browns defense to step up after two bad games. Are you? Do you think they will step up and lead the Browns to victory here on Thursday Night Football?
I do. I went back and forth on this pick all week. You know, the Broncos fans would be complaining about a lot of people missing from their lineup too. And that's one of the reasons I like Cleveland, because the two guys that get open quickly for Denver, Judy and KJ Hamler, are out. And Teddy Bridgewater has been holding the ball, and they thought their defense was going to be great this year. It is really struggling. I actually think the Browns' defense, especially up front, is the best group in this game.
Greg, you know, good points by you in terms of the Browns' defensive front and all that stuff, but why do you think the Browns defense overall has been struggling the last couple of weeks?
I don't think they struggled last week. I think the Chargers game was a crazy game.
Okay.
The third and fourth downs that they gave up and the injuries that they had, they were putting on a short field. There was a segment in that game where they kept getting put on short fields. They forced a couple three and outs to start the third quarter. And look, it's 2021. You're playing the Cardinals offense. Like, you're not going to hold them under 20 points. It's just not how football works. You're looking for your defense to make a couple of stops, force a couple of punts. Obviously, they didn't start that game well, and they have players coming off an injury. But I'm not that worried about their defense. They were just playing a great offense. The problem is the Browns are built to be a great offense, and they don't quite make sense in their current incarnation, where you have a backup quarterback and you don't have your running backs, and you try to win a slugfest against a pretty struggling Denver team tonight. But that's what you got to do to kind of get through these seasons sometimes and end up in the playoffs.
There's no precedence for the Browns in the Kevin Stefanski era not having Kareem Hunt or Nick Chubb. So we're all just kind of guessing how they're going to use the backfield. D'Ernest Johnson's going to start. When Nick Chubb was out against the Cowboys last year in a game that Kareem Hunt did play, D'Ernest had a big game. But he doesn't have much of a track record. If you're a fantasy football guy and you had to start one running back, is he the no-brainer? Are you thinking about Demetri Felton, who might catch a few passes? What do you think about the Browns' backfield tonight?
Yeah, I think it's Johnson because, yeah, he's the running back. At this point, Felton doesn't seem like they're using him that well. And it's a Denver team who gives up a lot on the ground. Even in their best times, Vic Fangio started a revolution in the NFL. There's a lot of teams who stay light in terms of, you know, the line of scrimmage. I think this is a matchup they're set up to run the ball. The Broncos want you to run. They're not good stopping the run, even when this Broncos defense is good. And they'll almost invite you shortening the game. So I could see that happening on both sides, where it's some long field goal type drives for the Browns.
Greg, when you look at this game and look at Case Keenum starting for the first time as a Cleveland Brown, how much of a downgrade is that from Baker Mayfield, in your opinion?
For one game, it's going to be a huge downgrade. Obviously, over the course of the season, he's not as talented. You know, you want Baker out there, but he's comfortable in the system. And because, like I said, the matchup where Denver's not really rushing the passer, you got Von Miller, but you have very little else up front for Denver. I'm not worried about Keenum. I really am not. I think he's come in and he's going to be confident. I mean, you could hear it in his in his press conferences that, like, I've been ready since the day I got here. That's the kind of backup he is. It reminds me of Ryan Fitzpatrick. His style usually, you know, has diminishing returns the more and more that he plays. But a lot of times he comes in there and he gives his offenses a little jolt of energy, and I could see that happening tonight.
We're talking with Greg Rosenthal, NFL Network. Greg, where are you at with Baker long-term here? Obviously, he's had a disappointing season so far. He's had some good moments. He got banged up, but, you know, our opinion has been you're on the field. We got to judge you based on what you're doing on the field. Obviously, the Browns have a big decision to make at some point here on Baker. What are your thoughts on Baker long-term?
I write this column, the QB Index, every week, so I think about it a lot, like where these guys slot in. I have to rank them, and right now I have him, you know, a little lower from where he started the year, but it's right in the middle. Yeah. And that's the place you don't want to be. And to me, he still holds the ball too long, ultimately. Like, if the first read or even the second read's not there, he thinks he's going to make a play like a Russell Wilson, but he's not Russell Wilson. And so it's a really hard decision long term. I just don't think you have to make it. You have him under the fifth-year option, and I just don't think that's a problem. Like, I know Baker Mayfield won't be thrilled about it, but to me, you want to see him playing under Kevin Stefanski as much as you can before you give him that contract. I don't think he's done enough, but I also don't think he's easily replaceable. You guys know that finding an average starting quarterback isn't the easiest thing in the world.
True. Greg, with this roster, is it appealing to other players? I mean, like, if they don't like Baker Mayfield, I mean, would an Aaron Rodgers be interested in Cleveland? Would a Derek Carr, would a Deshaun Watson fit in Cleveland? Are those options at all or no?
Carr is an interesting one. He's playing better than he ever is. Look, I think Cleveland is ready to win, and that's going to be attractive to anyone that's available. Watson, you know, they're all such different situations. I think Rodgers is going to prioritize where he lives potentially. Watson, to me, is untouchable right now until his legal stuff shakes out. It is fascinating with Baker because, like, it's not easy to replace a guy that's mid-level. You don't want to get worse at the position, and I think that has a lot of value, and Browns fans kind of can't forget that either. I think they could have won a Super Bowl last year. Like, as much as Baker, you know, you're judging him game by game, like, people wonder, like, can you win a Super Bowl with him? It's like, yeah, you could have last year. Really. Their offense was playing at a level you could win a Super Bowl. They just didn't have the defense to do it or the rest of the team to do it last year.
Right.
I was just looking at your quarterback index, Greg. I agree with almost all of it. I'm trying to think, like, what beef do I have? I guess as much as I love Dak Prescott, I would have Lamar Jackson number one. You got Lamar four. I think Lamar, to me, is the MVP of the league right now. I would actually flip-flop those two, have Lamar one and Dak Prescott four. That's really the only complaint I have. I think I agree with pretty much everything. Maybe I'd have Joe Burrow ahead of Ryan Tannehill. I don't know. But I think it's a good list. I mean, that's – where was Baker at the – I know you got him 16 now. Where was he at the beginning of the season?
I think he was probably 13 or some 12 or 13. Tannehill's played well, I think, despite the offensive line not being good. And you're right about Lamar. You could shake up those top four.
Yeah, and
Kyler Murray, Dak, Tom Brady. I think Brady's almost been overlooked. Tom Brady's playing out of his mind. So all four of them. You don't need to give an MVP right now. It sort of doesn't matter. The quarterback play is like, you know, this is Roger Goodell's dream. This is why they make the rules how they are, is to create offenses and quarterbacks playing at this high a level. Because really, you can go 8-9 deep. There's about 8 or 9 guys who are just playing out of this world right now.
You know, speaking of things that are like crazy, Roger Goodell wants all this offense and stuff like that. So what's funny is about a week ago, I was saying that I know this is never going to happen, but I think football would, as good as football is, and I love it, it would be better if kickers and punters did not exist. No field goals, no extra points, no punts. You have to always go for it. You have to always go for two, touchdown. And then, of course, Larry David says the same thing on with Rich Eisen this week. He stole it from me. We went to the same high school. I know he's listening. I know you're listening, Larry. No, I know it's crazy, but and it's never going to happen. But would football actually be more fun if there were no kickers and punters?
Yeah, probably would. I'm not going to argue. I've been on team no extra point forever. So I'm totally with you there that you don't need an extra point. And Bill Belichick even brought that up as he didn't like it when they moved it back. He wouldn't mind no extra point if the play doesn't mean anything. Punts, I think I would miss punts. I got to admit, I think punts, I could live with punts. But we're getting to the point now, and these teams are going for it more on fourth down, so there's less punts.
That's true. That's true. All right, Greg, the rookie quarterbacks have all been a disappointment. They're all pretty low down on your list. Who do you think overall has played the best? Is it now Trevor Lawrence, who's played a little better, or is it Mac Jones? I mean, the others obviously not, but who's played the best, you think, of a bad lot through 6 weeks?
Well, I think it's Mac Jones by far, and I think he's, you know, exceeded expectations. If you look at the, you know, there's different ways to do it, but PFF grades him, and like he's 20 points ahead of the whole rest of the group. And I think it's because for what they've asked him to do, he's done it well. But he's shown anticipation. He's made good decisions. Like, he looks to me like he's definitely an NFL starting quarterback. So does Trevor Lawrence. And those guys all have higher ceilings to me than Mac Jones. But I think Jones has already kind of shown he's got something. And I'd be surprised, like, if a year or two from now, at the worst, that he's at that sort of Baker level where he's in the middle of the league. And I think he could be better than that from what he's shown.
You know, we look at the, right, five quarterbacks. The Baker draft had five quarterbacks. Lamar's a superstar. Josh Allen's a superstar. Baker's good. Sam Darnold, I don't know yet. I'm not a believer, but a lot of people like him. And Josh Rosen's been a total waste. We'll see. You know, we'll see. Overall, you'd have to say that draft's been pretty good. I mean, you know, you have three guys that are at least good, and Sam Darnold still, I don't know, what do you think of Darnold?
Oh, no, I'm with you. I don't have a lot of hope on Darnold. And even then, that's a great class. You got, you know, an MVP, an MVP caliber, and another starter. Yeah, that's the best class by far since the Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, Tannehill draft.
How does the AFC North, how do the AFC North standings look at the end of the season?
I'd go Ravens, Browns, Bengals. I like what the Bengals are doing, but I'm still a believer in offense. I think the Browns will get through some of these injuries, and I do think they're a playoff team, and I do think they're better than the Bengals. At this point, you got to give the Ravens a lot of love as a huge favorite because I think they're going to get better. Their defense, to me, is going to get better. They've already shown signs of it, and I think their running game is going to get better too.
Greg, great stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us.
Great talking to you.
You too. Thanks, Rosenthal, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.